Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Jeremiah Noyes.
This podcast is created by artificial intelligence. We're all machine. Every day, a new episode is generated. Happy drifting.
Will I ever learn to ride a horse? The thing is, I'm afraid of horses and I hate them. But Camilla said I need to learn how to ride them, unless I want to be left out by the others. I have to ask her to show me how to do it properly. I asked her once and she laughed at me, but I'll ask her again. She's really nice. You'll soon get the hang of it, sweetheart. I hope so. Oh, look, there's Camilla. She waved and her friend waved back. I'll go and see if she wants a drink. Yes, go on. I'll buy you one later once they're ready. Thanks, Auntie. She watched her niece go across the paddock, her long auburn hair flying out behind her. Then she turned and smiled at her. Hello, Camilla. That's a lovely horse you have there. Yes, she is. I've had her since she was a yearling. She's a good jumper. I've got to sell her soon because I'm leaving London and I'm not allowed to take her with me, but I'm not selling her to just anybody. I really don't want her to go to some racing stable. I can understand that. What if you didn't have to sell her at all? Camilla frowned. What do you mean? I'm only going to say this once, she said quietly, so listen carefully. I am the wealthy widow of a very rich man. I have a lovely 5-bedroomed house with a garden and paddock in Windermere, where the three of you could live near me and I'd buy you the horses you wanted. Your mother could come and live with us, and I could give you both jobs. You could do whatever you wanted, Camilla, and you wouldn't have to worry about money. And I'd pay you for your work. What do you think of that? Are you serious? Very. Camilla was staring at her mouth open. Her eyes were wide with wonder. I can't believe it. Believe it? I'm not going to lie to you. You wouldn't be able to ride your horse in the city, but you could have as many horses as you wanted in the country. And you could ride them every day, if you liked. And you could go to the local college to do any course you wanted. Mum could do the same, if she liked, and you'd have a lovely, peaceful life. Camilla stopped. What would I have to do? You'd have to work for me, but I wouldn't expect you to do much. I just like to have someone about the place when I'm there. You'd be able to do other things. You could finish your education. You would never have to worry about money again. I could have a horse? Yes, you could have a horse. I'd buy you one, but you'd have to look after him. I'd love that. So would I. What about Mum? She's welcome to come with you. She'd like that. She'd have to work as well. She'd have to look after the house for me. It's a big house. There's always something to do. She'd be kept busy. Yes, she would. So what do you say? When can we go? I mean, when can we go and see the house? You and your mother can come round next week. I've got to go to London tomorrow, but I'll be back on the Friday. Come round next Friday and see if you like it, and you can give me an answer then. If you don't want to come, there's no pressure. I've got lots of money, and I can always buy a horse for you. I'd rather have a horse than money. I know. It's a lovely idea, but I'd have to talk to Mum about it. Of course you would. You'd also have to talk to your mother about what you want to do. You could do anything. There are plenty of colleges in Windermere. You could even do a course in horse management, if that's what you wanted. It's up to you. I'd love that. So would I. When I come on Friday, can I ride your horse? I don't know what you're talking about. You told me you had a lovely horse. You said you were looking for a new home for her. Can I ride her? I'm getting on fine on this one now. I'd love to try one of your horses. I don't know. Please? I'm sure you wouldn't mind. I'm not going to hurt her. I'd be a bit nervous about it. She's a very good horse. Then I won't ride her. I'll just sit on her. I promise I won't ride her. You can tie her up to a fence, and I'll just sit on her back. Please? I'll have to think about it. Please? All right. But I think it would be better to ride her at the stables. It would be too much of a risk at my house. I'll ride her at the stables. Then I'll see you on Friday. I'll be there by 7 o'clock. I'll be there. Will you come too, Mum? I'll think about it. I'd love you to come, Mum. You won't be sorry you came. I'll think about it. Come on, Mum. You've got to come with me. I'll never forgive you if you don't. I'll think about it. Now, don't go home and say no because you're afraid. I really want to go and see the house. I'll think about it. I'll never forgive you if you don't. I'll think about it. Please, Mum? I'll think about it. Please? 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 I'll think about it. Okay. I'll let you know tomorrow. Good. I'll see you on Friday, Camilla. Thanks. I'm really looking forward to it. She walked back to the car, thinking about what she'd said to Camilla. It had been easy to convince her to come and look at the house, but she wasn't sure she'd be so successful with her mother. She would try, though. She would make them see it was a good opportunity for them both. And she would really need them both. She didn't want to live in the house near Windermere on her own. She wanted them to come with her. And she'd be able to pay them properly. She could do it if she tried. She had plenty of money. She rang them both that evening. She told Camilla that she should come on her own because her mother wanted to come with her and that she would be there by 7 o'clock on Friday. Camilla was delighted. She then rang her mother and told her she wanted her to come on her own. She would be there by 7 o'clock on Friday. Her mother was reluctant, but she said she would think about it. That was as much as she had expected. She had a restless night. She was too excited to sleep. She had everything planned. She would give them a good time. She would show them everything. She would make them a wonderful breakfast in the morning, and they would go out for a long walk in the afternoon. She got up at 5 o'clock and went down to the kitchen and made full English breakfasts. She then went out into the garden and picked some flowers. She arranged them in a vase and put the vase on the table. Then she made some sandwiches and put them in the fridge. She went upstairs and dressed. She put on a pair of jeans and a white blouse and a pair of sandals. Then she went back down and had a cup of coffee. She sat waiting. She was due to leave at 9, but she wanted to leave early to give them plenty of time to get there. She finished her coffee and checked her watch. It was 8 o'clock. She went out and locked the front door. Then she got into her car and drove away. The end.
Kiranaja Noyes generated the text in this show, part with GPT-3, OpenAI's large-scale language generation model. Upon generating draft language, Kiranaja Noyes reviewed, edited, and revised the language to their own liking and takes ultimate responsibility for the content of this podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.